A federal mandate order has been issued requiring mask wearing at all airports. All passengers must wear a mask or a facial covering while in the airport.
That's right. It is the Weekly Worldview, and I'm your host, Doug McBurney, and that is actually the announcement that's made at one of the largest airports in the country. I'm not going to say which airport. If you travel a lot, you can travel around and maybe you'll hear it, but that's it actually sounds just like this, and you hear it over and over and over again, which makes it appropriate for me to do it once again.
A federal mandate order has been issued requiring mask wearing at all airports. All passengers must wear a mask or a facial covering while in the airport.
Unquote. That verbatim, I kid you not. I'm telling you, it's insane. That's the funniest one I've heard, that's all. It's almost as if the guy recording it was making fun of it at the time. It's almost, it may be possible. Yeah, anyway. All right, welcome back. It's the Weekly Worldview. John Hinckley is going to be, what did I just read here? He's going to be freed from all remaining restrictions. You remember, if you listen to this show, when they released him from prison, we were apoplectic about it. We were quite upset. We called for him to immediately be arrested by some authority. I mean, he shot the president. We've got to have some standards, do we not? Well, now he's going to be released from all remaining restrictions. I guess they had been overseeing his psychiatric treatment. He's been under psychiatric treatment even since he was released from he wasn't even in prison. He was in a hospital. Anyway, now they're not gonna look after his medication. No therapy is required. Right now, he's barred from owning a gun. Apparently, that restriction will be lifted. He's also not allowed to contact Jodie Foster. Who knows? Maybe he'll go out and buy an AK-47 and he'll marry Jodie Foster. And just to be the final mocking of the Just a System file. That's from the Just a System file. So meanwhile, the man who shot the president is going to walk around free with his AK-47 and his proposal for Jodie Foster. Meanwhile, Lance Corporal Hunter Clark, who he saved that baby in Kabul, the picture that we all saw of the Marine hoisting the baby up over the wall. Do you remember that picture? That's the actual Marine who did that is now under investigation by his battalion because he appeared on stage with Donald Trump. That he appeared on stage with Donald Trump for about a minute. And now he's under investigation by the United States Marine Corps. And the man who shot the president is going to walk around. I'm telling you, I just don't know how we come back from this without some kind of significant event to wake people up and get people's attention. Maybe this will be it. Maybe it'll be the brown shirts after all. This is from the Say You Want a Revolution file, where Bill de Blasio's mandate up there in New York, you probably heard about this, back on September 13th, Bill de Blasio ordered all restaurants to check your vaccine passport at the door. Not just restaurants, all businesses. You have to show proof of vaccination for this particular virus, by the way. You can't go out and get a flu shot and show that, although maybe you could try that. Maybe I could ask the Marine Corps to send me the records of the 5,000 vaccinations they gave me on the day I got in. I remember my arms hurt for a week. Anyway, I could get the people ask me, are you vaccinated? I could say, yeah, like to the max, my friend. Anyway, de Blasio put this in, He ordered this,
it's a mandate order. A mandate order from Bill de Blasio insists you must show your vaccine passport.
And so now the leader of Black Lives Matter, the leader of Black Lives Matter in New York says that it's racist. Shavonna Newsom is the Marxist, deviant, pervert, corrupt, vile, filthy, disgusting, cowardly, godless heathen who runs Black Lives Matter Greater New York. She says de Blasio's a racist. Yeah. Let me see here. This, she says she compares his vaccine mandate to modern day freedom papers. Modern day freedom papers. She says, and that limits the free will of black people, says Shavonna Newsom. She's mad. Now, she could just say people, because it's not just black people that de Blasio wants to show the papers. It's just all people. You know? Yeah, this reminds me of a sign I saw at the Flamingo Hotel. I was at the Flamingo in Las Vegas for a trade show, believe it or not. How depressing is that city? It's just bizarre. How depressing to walk around Las Vegas with everybody with a mask. Like trying to smoke cigarettes and drink through the mask. And it's just, anyway, so we're at the Flamingo, and the organizers of the convention, they get upset with us because in the convention hall, nobody's wearing a mask. They say the hotel has mandated you have to wear a mask. There's a mandate. And so I took one of the minions outside to the hallway to the sign. The sign read, all vaccinated and unvaccinated hotel guests are strongly encouraged to wear masks at all times. So I read that to the minion, and she's a millennial. I understand that she probably can't read, so I read it out loud. And I said, you know, I read that sign, and I feel strongly encouraged right now. But if you read that sign, that's not a mandate. That's just a sign that encourages us to wear masks, and it encourages us to wear masks at all times. And so anyway, for the rest of the convention, nobody had to wear a mask in the convention hall because I had the wherewithal just to say, well, wait a second. Nobody mandated anything. And by the way, I didn't even get into the point that the sign said all vaccinated and unvaccinated guests. See, the sign could have just said all guests, and they could have saved some ink and some words and some time. But see, it's this insidious tendency now to break us into two groups and to divide the people. So you have to mention unvaccinated and vaccinated just to remind you that there are two groups, so that when it comes time to throw the one group in prison or to kill them, that you'll understand that there was that group that whole time, those people, those unvaccinated people. So anyway, back to Black Lives Matter and the mandates in New York and the fact that Shavonna Newsom can't mention people without mentioning black people or white people or black people and white people, because Shavonna Newsom is one of the brown shirts who is hell-bent on dividing us from one another along the lines of race and socioeconomic philosophy. If you're not a communist, you're white. That's what Black Lives Matter means. It's not black as in black skin. It's in black as in communist, as in red. When you hear black, think red. All right. Now, so she's all upset. She says they want to disenfranchise black people. They want to put us in poverty, make us second-class citizens, she says. And she promises that her organization is going to demonstrate. They're going to demonstrate until de Blasio lets up with his vaccine mandate. And you know what that means when Black Lives Matter says they're going to demonstrate, that means they are going to riot and burn things down. And so Bill de Blasio has been put on notice by Shavonna Newsom at Black Lives Matter Greater New York. So the brown shirts are starting to get a bit uppity, huh? If they get too uppity, they're going to find out that their masters really are the ones with the power. So be careful, Shavonna. And keep in mind that Ernst Röhm was shot by Adolf Hitler. And don't think that Barack won't do the same to you if it becomes necessary. So she doesn't even know. Ernst Röhm. She has no idea. She probably doesn't even know what a brown shirt is. And for those of you young people in the audience, go look it up. All right. You'll find it eerily similar to what's happening right now in America, in Australia, in Canada. So now what do we have? Oh, from the widespread treason file. We don't have a lot of time here. I have to hit my time marks now for the terrestrial radio. And it's a bit constraining for me, but I'm going to step up. I'm going to step up my game. From the widespread treason file, we have a report. So have you heard? We all watched in Del Rio, Texas, as the 10 to 15,000 Haitian immigrants, migrants, illegal aliens, anyone really, illegal aliens, 10 or 15,000 of them were gathered under a bridge in Del Rio, and then they all disappeared. They were all shuttled into various portions of the United States. They were not deported. They got in. Well, guess what? There's a whole bunch of other illegals, or not illegals, they're not yet, but people around the world who want to get into America. How many are there? Hundreds of millions of people would sell their mother into slavery to get here. They're desperate to get here. Hundreds of millions of people are desperate to get into America, and America just told them the door's wide open. And so what this story I got from the American Thinker that I will link to, it talks about there could be 10,000 or more illegals on the march right now. Headed up this week. They're coming up. And then I heard at the end of last week, the Panamanians said they think there's about 60,000 in a caravan headed our way. By the time they get through Central America and Mexico, it could be 100,000, it could be 200,000 people show up at the border all at once. And what are we going to do? Well, apparently we're going to let them in. That's the word. This is from the widespread treason file. So the president is a traitor. And everyone who's carrying out his orders, his traitorous orders to allow this invasion, they're all traitors. The government's been seized by a bunch of criminally insane, treasonous heathens. It's scary. I know, that's not hyperbole either. I mean, that's just the facts. It is what it is. You can't allow an invasion of your country. That's treason. didn't the president take an oath? He repeated an oath at least. Maybe he didn't mean it. All right. Anyway, now we go from treason, we go to the science. Really? File. Where we're going to talk about consciousness. Consciousness? Yes, consciousness. You know, there's been a problem in the scientific world, especially because they're a bunch of atheists. They call it the mind-body problem. Scientists have been trying to discover how is it that our mind relates to matter? How is it that, what's the relationship between our consciousness and physical things like the desk or my brain or my lips or my mouth? How is it that that works? And they don't know. There was a book by philosopher David Chalmers back in the 90s that established this problem as the hard problem of consciousness. Why is it a hard problem? Well, it's harder to figure out than the relatively easy problems of actual neuroscience, like, you know, how does the brain work on a physical level? Well, scientists can look at that. They can chart it on a map, and they can see the synapses and all of that. And now the problem of explaining how consciousness relates to the material world, that's a much more difficult problem. And so, you know, the atheists and the heathens, they think that consciousness emerged at some point during evolution. There's a camp that thinks that. There's another camp that thinks that, no, consciousness was always associated with matter. It was all, and like an atom has a tiny bit of consciousness, an electron has a tiny bit, a molecule has a little bit more, right? And then as the matter gets bigger and more sophisticated, or however they... So it develops, eventually it develops a mind, you know, by evolution. Uh-huh. So that's where some of the greatest philosophical minds in the world are right now. They either think consciousness arose by accident through accidental natural selection, or incidental, I should say. Or they think that every little piece of dirt has a little bit, and you have more just because you're bigger. And you're more interconnected with the universe, dude. So anyway, I pulled this down from, I don't know where. I'll link to it. They talk about there's a new theory now, the resonance theory. And the resonance theory, yeah, it's all about vibrations. And they want to provide a unified framework that explains neuroscience as well as consciousness. And, consciousness and the evolution of physical systems. They're seeking this unified. And so they think it's all about resonance and vibrations, and it's all about all of that. So the next time someone tells you they're an expert, just remember, they don't even know why they can answer that question. It's the Weekly Worldview, and I'm your host, Doug McBurney. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about vibrations, really. Well, anyway, if the expert in question is suggesting something about theology and the nature of God, then you might assume he could actually be an expert. But if he's an atheist, he doesn't even know why he has the ability to ponder your question or even answer it. So maybe he's not that much of an expert after all. Yeah, it's all about vibrations, dude. That's it. Okay. All right, so now we go from there. We go from there into where shall we go? Reason number 1,210, to get or keep your children out of the government schools. We go to Minnesota. Minnesota, I said, where there's a new program at school that asks straight students, that means normal kids, to role play. I don't really want to say that on the air. And then it teaches kids about, I don't think that's legal to say that on the air. So there's two things that the program asks kids to do that I can't say on the radio. And I think we'll leave it at that. I'll just tell you that it's all associated with homos. Homos, I said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one hapless parent. One hapless parent was interviewed about that, and she's outraged. She says, "This type of teaching has no place in our schools," said one mom there in Minnesota. "Mom, this type of teaching has no place anywhere, Mom. Forget the school. It's criminal, Mom." You know, the fact that Mom didn't grow up understanding that this type of behavior was criminal, and that not only Mom, but her mom, and probably her mom's mom, all grew up thinking that this was not criminal behavior. And that's when we lost the culture war. It wasn't in the 90s when the homos got equal rights, not special rights. That's not when we lost. We lost this way back when our religious leaders allowed our political leaders to say that this wasn't criminal behavior. Teaching children about this type of deviant behavior is criminal. This type of deviant behavior is criminal. That's all. And once that taboo was lifted and that line was scratched off the surface of civilizational evolution, then the culture war was lost. It was just a matter of time until the collapse came and the vandals and the barbarians breached the gates. And that's where we are right now. The gates have been breached and the Capitol is occupied by a bunch of criminally insane perverts who've seized the government. They've seized the society. Another parent who was asked about what's happening in up there in Minnesota, where they're asking straight students to role play... I can't say that. And then also teaching kids about, I can't say that. Anyway, another parent said that parents are intentionally being deceived and misled about what our kids are being taught. And I'm thinking, Mom, really, at this point, I don't think I can let you get by with that, that you're being intentionally deceived and misled. Come on. I mean, I've been shouting about this for almost 30 years, and not just me. There have been a few others. But at this point, I think you have to be willfully ignorant. You want to be deceived. That's all I can think. You must want to be deceived. Do you think, Mom, maybe because, I don't know, you like going to work and you like having an extra car and you like having more bedrooms in your house and a better fridge and a better dishwasher, that you're just willing to be deceived because you're selfish and somewhat greedy, and you're willing to put your personal pleasure and desires and lusts and appetites above the good of your child. And so you ship your kid off every day to a place that corrupts and perverts his mind. And then you act shocked when you find out about it. At this point, I'm not going to let Mom and Dad get by with that. By the way, this class in the Minnesota schools, authored by Planned Parenthood. Are you shocked, Mom, that Planned Parenthood's in the schools? Shocking. The chairman there at the school board. Listen to how the chairman of the school board responds when asked by reporters about this criminal program at the school. Well, the school board does not actually know all the details of our curriculum. I think I can say that with confidence. Unquote. He doesn't have to say anything else. Why should he even apologize? It's not like he could get in trouble for corrupting the minds of kids and setting them up to be molested and sexual deviants. Sexually confused and broken for life is what he's setting these kids up for. And there's no consequences, at least not on this earth. There are going to be consequences for Chair Tom, what's his name? Tom Polis, the chairman of the school board there in Minnesota, where they're molesting the minds of the children at the very least. Let's see. The chairman also says that all the content is age appropriate, even though he doesn't know what the details. He says it's all age appropriate, and it was selected in partnership with parents and guardians. Uh-huh. Oh, he also reminds the mom there that it's been in place for a number of years. So this has been going on for years at this school, and parents act as if they have no idea. So anyway, I'm giving you reason number 1,210 right now, Mom. And this is probably, well, you know, one hopeful thing that's happening. Homeschooling has doubled. I had the report here somewhere. I don't know where it is. But homeschooling has roughly doubled since the lockdowns and the hysteric, spastic response to a potential crisis that occurred back in 2020. Homeschooling has about doubled. And, well, things like this, at least parents are starting to look into what their schools are doing. And I suppose some of these parents are genuinely shocked. I guess I can't assume that they all have been paying attention like I have. That's irresponsible not to be paying attention to what your kid is learning. And anyway, I remember it was the late 1990s when my extremely attractive audio engineer and I decided that we might want to bring children into the world. And so just in thinking about bringing children into the world, we started looking at the world and the schools. And it was obvious to us right away that we didn't want to do it that way. That's for sure. The last place we wanted any of our children to go was there. That was simply not an option. And so we didn't do that. And I don't know. It seemed obvious to me. It worked out quite well, as a matter of fact. All right. So I'm not just condemning people for sending their kids to the government schools. That's not what this is all about. I love them enough to tell them to get or keep your kids out of the government schools. And the thing about doing something wrong is that you can always stop doing that and do right. So please, just think about it. Pastor Pawlowski was arrested again. You remember the Canadian pastor who told the Nazis to get out of his building? And they did? Well, it was like the Star Wars thing, because the Empire Strikes Back, right? They eventually arrested him. Well, he came down to America and he toured for 4 months. Just preaching the gospel, number one, and preaching against the tyranny that has descended. like a cloth curtain, you have a fabric mask. The cloth curtain has descended across the American continent. And so he was preaching against the medical tyranny, he was preaching the gospel, and for that, when he returned to Canada, he was arrested. In fact, his plane was diverted, so they didn't land him at the airport where his family was going to meet him. They took him to a different airport, and they arrested him at that airport, and they sent him to an undisclosed location for a number of hours. His family didn't know where he was, and they didn't know what was happening to him. And this was all done for show, to punish him and his family with fear, to scare them, to show them, this is what we're going to do if you keep fighting us. So the object is to break their will. The tyrannical, Canadian, heathen, atheist, pervert, godless, corrupt government. I should say the traitors who have seized the Canadian government. They want to break this family's will. And see, they know that 99% of the people have already sacrificed all their will, all their liberty. They'll just go right along. They'll put on the mask. They'll take an experimental drug. They'll do anything. Just don't disrupt my comfortable lifestyle. So the Canadian tyrants, they know 99% of the people have already bent the knee. But they know that if the 1% are allowed to resist, especially publicly, that the 99 might switch to their, you know, the 99% could switch back to their side with the same rapidity that they switched over to the tyrannical side. It's possible, and that scares the tyrants. Switch back as quick as they bowed the knee to the tyrants. So the 1% must be destroyed. Or, better yet, the 1% must be made to publicly confess, apologize in public and repent, and then publicly bend their knee in submission to the tyrants. Does this seem hyperbolic for me to insist that this is what they want? This is exactly what the Marxists have done and do in tyrannical countries today. They do it. Anyone who resists is forced to publicly apologize, publicly confess, and publicly repent, and then bend their knee in submission, so that the 1% then become an object lesson to the 99% that you must remain on your knees. That's the point. And Pastor Artur Pawlowski is being bent. Will he break? I don't know. I know that in the long run, it doesn't matter. He's going to be with God. But on this earth, I hope he stands. Worldview. I'm your host, Doug McBurney. Welcome back. So good to be with everybody here on the Weekly Worldview and simulcast on KLTT in Denver, Colorado. Welcome back to my audience in Denver. I want to get right to it here because we got to go to the widespread treason file. I'm Doug McBurney, by the way, joined in studio as always by my extremely attractive audio engineer. From the widespread treason file, another Marine, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, Stuart Scheller. You remember he had the viral video back in August as Afghanistan fell and the enemies of America were empowered, encouraged, and even armed through either incompetence and dereliction of duty or on purpose by the tyrannical sex pervert maniacs who've seized the government, one of the two, basically made the Taliban one of the better armed third world armies in the world by leaving all that gear there and the guns and the bullets. Mainly the guns and the bullets. The guns and the bullets you would have thought they could have figured out how to get rid of. But no, anyways, so Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller just pointed it out. And he pointed out the fact that none of the general officers were willing to stand up and say, no, Mr. President, I won't do that. In fact, I'll resign, and I'll resign publicly, and I'll go on Face the Nation in the morning and tell everybody why I'm resigning, if that's what you want to do, which is what generals and other officers have done for millennia when they disagreed. They would resign publicly to put pressure on the politicians. That's what a general does. Or that's what they used to. Anyway, so Lieutenant Scheller just called attention to the fact that none of you were willing to do that, and I'm ashamed of you, and so people need to be held responsible for crying out loud for what just happened. Well, he resigned, and they have not accepted. The United States Marine Corps has not accepted Lieutenant Colonel Scheller's resignation. Instead, they have brought him up on Article 32 charges, which I am familiar with because I was a Marine and I was brought up on Article 32 charges. The difference between me and Lieutenant Colonel Scheller is that Lieutenant Colonel Scheller has been put in jail. Pre-trial confinement is what they called it. That's what the Marine Corps actually said in an actual statement. Pre-trial confinement. Somebody needs to remind the Marine Corps that Article 32 is called non-judicial punishment. It's what they do instead of trial. How do I know that? Because I got it. It's called office hours, and you can lose a stripe, you can get fined, but it's not a trial. In a trial, in the military, that's called a court-martial. Well, no one's ever been put in jail before an Article 32 hearing that I'm aware of in the history of the United States Marine Corps. You don't go to jail because there's not going to be a trial. But no, he's in jail. Which is an outrage. It's an outrage. Anyone who's in the Marine Corps in command just has to be in shock. If there are any patriots left in the Marine Corps, when are you going to wake up? Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, by the way, was handpicked by the United States Marine Corps to be the commander of the Advanced Infantry Training Battalion. He's not only a Marine, he's an elite Marine. He was not focused on teaching gender identity and pronoun selection. He was head of the Advanced Infantry Training Battalion, infantry still apparently being something the Marine Corps is at least tangentially interested in. War fighting. So as I said on yesterday's show on the radio, the government's been seized by a tyrannical group of perverted, treasonous criminals. And I'm telling you that one lieutenant colonel and one battalion of Marines could take it back. They could take the capital and they could hold it. They could take it back from the traitors who've seized the government. And I hope they try. I hope there's someone in the Marine Corps who understands what's just happened and what needs to be done. I know. If a battalion of Marines tried to take the Capitol, well, they'd have the weight of the entire military come down on them. Don't bet on that. Don't you bet on that. There's got to still be people in the military who understand that it's Lieutenant Colonel Scheller who should be arresting people. It's not Lieutenant Colonel Scheller who should be under arrest right now. Lieutenant Colonel Scheller should be put in charge of the battalion of Marines assigned to take back the Capitol. It's that dire, I'm afraid. When a man like that can be put in jail unjustly and not according to any policy ever carried out against anyone ever in the Marine Corps. I'm livid about this. I'll have to change it. I'll have to change the topic. back to the just system file. Murders up 30% in 2020. The largest increase since the FBI began collecting data on murders back in the 1960s. See, before the 1960s, there were relatively few murders that the FBI didn't feel it necessary to keep track. It was kept track of in the localities and the states. But by the 60s, it's the epidemic started. Right about the time that we started murdering innocent children in the 1960s, America began tolerating the legal killing of innocent children. And right around then, murder started to get everyone to, wow, what's going on with the murder rate? Well, the murder rates. Anyway, there were over 21,000 reported homicides last year. How many were there actually? Well, you know, there were a lot more than that. How do I know that? Well, this FBI data, it doesn't include every state. And there are, you know, states like New York and Chicago that don't report. A state like New York and cities like Chicago and New Orleans that don't report. They're not a part of this data.
What? Why not?
Well, because, you know, I don't know why. Because if we counted them all, it might scare everyone. It might get people's attention. Submitting the data is optional, so you don't have to do it. And I remember in the 1990s, the murder rate became so intolerably embarrassing to liberal politicians that they just started counting it differently. Because the murder rates reached incredible heights in the early 1990s. And so the governments, they all went to Las Vegas and had a meeting, and they decided how they would count murders, and murder rates suddenly started to decline. Because they just started counting them differently. Well, if we actually counted the murders, and then if we included the murders of innocent children, the numbers would be shocking and they might get someone's attention. That's the last thing any liberal politician wants, is to get anyone's attention. Because then they might find out what they're up to. They might make them actually do work. They might find out that they're destroying the country and that they're criminally insane perverts. Treasonous. Speaking of that, we go to the widespread delusional tyranny file. And this is for the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, who now has her own file at the Weekly Worldview. We've had the widespread delusion file. We've had the widespread tyranny file. Now she is the sole occupant of the widespread delusional tyranny file. Governor Hochul of New York, you thought Cuomo was bad. Wow. She says that she's been praying to God. Right there, I get scared. When an obvious heathen, God-hating, child-killing, sodomite, homo-loving, perverted, corrupt heathen says she's been praying to God, get nervous. Anyway, she says that the vaccine was God's answer to our prayers, she says. She says, I've been praying to God, and God has answered our prayers. Well, stop right there. What are you, the high priestess, and you're praying in my stead? You're including our in your prayer? Okay, now I'm really nervous. So I didn't know that I had joined your church, high priestess. This is what the residents of New York have to be thinking. Oh, when was I enrolled into your church? You prayed and God answered our prayers? Okay. yeah, she says that God made the scientists come up with the vaccine. It's a gift from God to us. And she says we must say thank you to God for the vaccine. And then if you've seen the video, it's really eerie. She grabs her vaccinated necklace. Her necklace actually says vaxxed. And you can buy these online now. A vaxxed necklace. This is like a church. Anyway, she warns, though, does the high priestess, Hochul. We'll call her Kathy Hochul. She warns people that she says there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants, and you know who they are. Oh, you know who they are. And she tells all the, I don't know, the Church of the Vaxxed, I guess. What will it be called? She says, I need you to be my apostles. Jesus taught us to love one another, and now the way you love one another is you say, please get the vaccine. Why? Because I love you. I want you to live. I want your kids to be safe. I want you to be safe. And you don't want to get the virus from them. Be sure to tell them you love them so much that you don't want to get the virus from them. And then later, if they resist, get them and kill them. We'll get them and we'll kill them. Oh no, I made up that last part. That's coming. That'll be later. That's not right. That's not meant for public consumption right now. The get them and put them in a camp and kill them, that's for later. And why are we doing it? It's because we love them so much. By the way, the governor there, Governor Hochul in New York, she's already drawn up plans to replace the hospital workers they're about to fire. Or maybe they have fired them. I don't know the exact schedule, but there's thousands and thousands of healthcare workers who don't want to get this experimental vaccine. That's all. They just don't want it. They're young. They're healthy. Maybe they had COVID. They recovered. They've got antibodies. They're professional people. They're educated people. They don't want the vaccine. Well, she's going to fire them all and replace them with troops and foreigners. That's quite ominous. The only time anything like that has ever happened is during some sort of natural disaster when it's actually a crisis. Folks, there is no emergency. There is no crisis. But we're allowing these tyrants to operate as if there's still a crisis, and there simply is not. There was a potential crisis back in January, February, March last year. There was the potential for a crisis. That time is long past. Okay, but I'm probably preaching to the choir. Over in Buffalo, New York, where I was born at Mercy Hospital in Buffalo, New York. I was born at Mercy Hospital. There's another hospital, the Erie County Medical Center. They're about to fire 400 people in a day. So they're going to create a crisis. The crisis that never occurred, they're going to make it occur. It's just mind-boggling. We averted a crisis, but they're going to make us have one anyways. And she tells this Hochul, I'm telling you, she says, I would have much rather seen this all be voluntary, but I'm making sure I have replacements if necessary. You know who you are. Scary. Yeah. And she says she has an executive order that will do just that. Well, just what? Well, you just wait and see what she's capable of. So history, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is a diorama of man's inhumanity to man. And it's history is simply war after war after war after tyranny after war after despotism after tyranny after war. And if people like this are not stopped, history tells us what they will plunge us into. Whether it's voluntary or not, be careful what you volunteer for. Be careful what you go along with. Because man's inhumanity to man and the lust and the desire of people like Kathy Hochul and Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. And have I left anybody out? The appetite of these people to lord power over others is immeasurable. It cannot be quenched. And it's been unleashed voluntarily. People have voluntarily gone along and unleashed the tyrants upon us. And what do we need? We need one lieutenant colonel with a battalion of Marines. That'll take care of the earthly problem. And then we need the body of Christ, the church, the only people who have the wherewithal to stop all this and to save these demented people from themselves. We need to stand up and preach the gospel, and don't be ashamed to say that Governor Hochul does not have a direct line to God, and neither do I, but I've got a book that I can point you to and I can help you to understand. And there is a way out. There is a way up off your knees. And it starts with getting on your knees before the living God. It's the Weekly Worldview, and I'm your host, Doug McBurney. Thank you very much, Stevie. I very much appreciate that. So, a battalion of Marines for the world and a battalion of Christians for the soul. And maybe we can come back from this. Get deeper into the widespread tyranny file. This is, so there was a book published back in the 1990s by an author, David Talbot. And it was called The Season of the Witch. And it's basically the story of how San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, went from a 1950s working class, Democrat, but not hysterically crazy Democrat town into what it became by the 1990s, which was a criminally insane cesspool. And I mean, now we're 30 years beyond that. Imagine. There were people in the 90s, even people on the left, like David Talbot, he's a liberal. He's the editor of Salon magazine. Even he was sounding the alarms in the 1990s about what was happening in San Francisco. I haven't read the book. In fact, maybe the book puts it in a positive light. Although the title, Season of the Witch, doesn't sound good. But maybe if you're into witchcraft, maybe you like that. And maybe David Talbot knows his audience. I haven't read the book. But it's quoted in this article that I got down from the AmericanConservative.com that I'll link to. And it basically... some milestones that I hadn't really put together, but in January of 1967, there was the gathering of the tribes, right? They had what they called the Human Be-In. You people might not remember all this, especially you younger people. But that eventually morphed into what the popular media dubbed the Summer of Love. Now that I'm sure you've heard of, right? Because that was a really quality branding by the deviant sex perverts who were plotting to seize the nation back then. They branded that quite well. Timothy Leary was there. Joey Ramone, right? They were like the cult leaders. Oh, and Charles Manson was there, as was Jim Jones. So you had the cult leader types, and then you had the cult follower types, which were all the loser, unwashed hippies. And I shouldn't even, I should have some mercy on them. A lot of these kids who migrated out for the Summer of Love, these were relatively intelligent white kids whose parents had divorced and they hated their parents and their lives were horribly broken. And so they ended up out in San Francisco in the late 1960s and were devoured by the cult that was being built there. Anyway, the author reminds us of Charles Manson was in the Haight-Ashbury 1967 gathering his followers. Jim Jones was there in San Francisco in the late 60s. And Jim Jones, by the way, his intention was to gather his followers and basically spread his influence into San Francisco and take the city and eventually California and take the state and eventually America. That's what Jim Jones, he had a plan. Now, he was driven from the United States by criminal prosecutors because back then there were people in the government, even in San Francisco, who recognized a criminally insane person doing criminal things. And Jim Jones was going to be arrested and go to jail because he was a criminal. That's why he ended up in Guyana and I'm not going to get into all that, but you kids should look up what happened with Jim Jones, who, by the way, was a socialist. He was a Marxist socialist. That was the foundation of his philosophy. And he wanted to see that take all of America. Anyway, the author at the American Conservative just pulls all this together and just reminds us that the same people who were behind the so-called Summer of Love that devoured and digested the lives of so many young people, they basically put in place a criminal government in the state of California that is now about to take the country. I mean, Kamala Harris is a heartbeat away. Kamala Harris was only elected as vice president after being passed around by all of the men ruling San Francisco. After she was passed around to enough of them, she was given a career of her own, and somehow she becomes vice president of the United States. And if for whatever reason Kamala doesn't come through, they've got Gavin Newsom, who's been groomed in the background, waiting to complete the ultimate takeover by the deviant, sex pervert, criminal gang that's been running California for the last 20 years. And I think it's going to work because, I mean, Gavin Newsom, I mean, he was there at the French Laundry without the mask in the large group in the midst of the pandemic, the global pandemic. He was eating lunch, no, dinner, a very expensive dinner. Nancy Pelosi, remember her at the salon without the mask walking around? That was on camera, filmed for everyone to see. There's a video of Dianne Feinstein walking all the way through an airport without a mask. Now I know there was at least one other person besides me who does that. It's Dianne Feinstein, and she does it on camera, and nobody says a word. Well, we say a word, but nobody does anything. You got the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, which there's no way that's an actual name. She made that up. I think she wanted to be a pop star, and it didn't work out. And London Breed ended up not being passed around by the music industry crowd. She ended up being passed around by the same political crowd that had passed around, what's her name? Kamala Harris. So London, yeah, had she been passed around by a bunch of hip-hop artists, she'd be a hip-hop artist. But she didn't. She probably didn't have the skill or the talent to be. She was like Kamala, you know, relatively vacuous, talentless. You know, she only had a few skills, and they work better for politics. Anyway, there's a picture of her, a video of her dancing at a bar in a big crowd without a mask on, as she mandated masks for everyone in San Francisco at all times. What happens to her? Nothing. So the widespread tyranny is poised. As soon as they figure out how to get the doddering old bozo out of the way, then they're just going to, it'll be the final checkmate move against America. I mean, unless there is one lieutenant colonel and one battalion of Marines who's preparing. There's definitely, I mean, there's a bunch of us in the church who we've been ready for this fight for a long time. In fact, we've been in this fight for a long time. So we just, now we need a lieutenant colonel and a battalion of Marines to come up alongside of us because it's gotten to be, it's gone from a spiritual crisis and collapse, cultural and moral, to now an existential physical threat against our, against the physical bodies of our children. Forget the minds and the souls. The deviants have swallowed up and digested the minds and the bodies, or the minds and the souls of the children for generations in the government schools. But now they're coming for their actual physical bodies. And I mean, where do you draw the line when someone's coming to physically threaten your children, to do them harm? I mean, at some point, I have the right to defend myself. And I've already inoculated my children, by the way. So if the deviants and the perverts and the criminally insane gang actually have their way physically with my family, which is what they want to have their way with us physically. If they do that, my children have been vaccinated against that because they all believe in God. And so they will come out of all of this just fine. It's just the prison camps and the torture that I would like to avoid. And you think that's hyperbole for someone to talk about prison camps and torture and things like that? Well, that's where all this leads. This has happened before throughout history. And it's just that we all thought it could never happen in America. Well, it turns out we were wrong. Now we go to the widespread tyranny file. Speaking of tyranny, Brown University. You ready? Brown University has banned gatherings of more than five people indoors or outdoors. And they require masks at all times, unless you're eating or smoking dope, I think, are the only. Yale University. Students are told to wear masks when other students visit their dorm rooms. If someone comes to your door, put on a mask. Harvard University. has advised students to keep close contacts to a minimum. They don't want to have any close contact. Colombia has restricted social activity by reprogramming the access card. You know the little card you use, the key card to get in the doors? They've reprogrammed their cards so that students can only get into their own hall. They can't go visit each other. And they've threatened to, Stanford, not to be outdone by the Ivy League. Stanford has threatened to shut down any playing of basketball unless there are masks on at all times.
You must wear a mask or a facial covering while playing basketball.
Oberlin College has imposed an indoor and outdoor mask mandate. So they could have just said a mask mandate. They don't have to point out indoor or outdoor, but they want to let everyone know how ridiculous it all is, so they mention outdoors and indoors. Oberlin College, mask mandate, indoor, outdoor. There's been one confirmed case of COVID-19, and we don't even know if the kid went to the doctor for it. You know, Pastor Bob Enyart said before he went from here to there in glory, the people who sleepwalked past the slaughter of 60 million innocent children that happened in their own neighborhoods, they're getting what they deserve. I don't feel sorry for them. These business owners who are complaining that they now have to wear a mask and they have to enforce the vaccine mandates, they deserve it. They're the ones who sat silently while generation after generation was slaughtered. So I don't really feel all that badly for them. And I have to admit that I've often said you can't murder 70 million people and keep your nice, clean, peaceful neighborhood and your wealth and your comfort. You don't get to do that. The Creator built a system that self-corrects that type of thing. And so we're in the midst of that correction. Forget the Great Reset. The liberal, insane, criminally insane gang who've seized the country and most of the world, they think they're going to have their Great Reset. But that they're at some point, things are going to spin out of their control because they don't actually have control of it. They think they have control of it. But God designed a system to correct these type of injustices. The blood cries out to God from the ground. That's not just a figure of speech. The blood cries out from the ground. Everything is held together by the word. There's the material, and then there's the spiritual, and then there's the word of God that holds it all together. And the word, the speech, the blood cries out, and the Creator and the judge of all the earth will do right by the voices of those innocents who cry out for justice. So you maniacs who want to have your Great Reset, you go ahead and try to have your great reset. And all the witches in San Francisco, they can go about doing whatever it is they want to go about doing. But in the end, the judge of all the earth shall do right. I think I have to say goodbye to my Bob Enyart Live audience. Thank you very much for everyone at KLTT, the 50,000-watt blowtorch for the gospel out there in Denver, Colorado. Thanks for being with us. And as Bob would do, we remind you to do right and risk the consequences. And now, for those of you here at the Weekly Worldview, just to put a dollop of, I don't know, a cherry on top of the dollop of insanity that we've covered on the show this week, I just read that there's new CDC guidance. New CDC guidance. Don't you love hearing that? Isn't that just what we need in our lives? Some more new CDC guidance. Yeah, because we haven't had enough of that. Anyway, the new CDC guidance says that pregnant people should get the vaccine. Pregnant people. They eliminated the word women. Because why? Why? You know, because at the beginning, God created us male and female. So that a man would leave his parents and be joined with his wife, and the two should become one flesh. They hate that. The criminally insane gang that has seized the country and already occupies most of the world, they hate that. And it's easier to eliminate women than men, because men are stronger and men will tend to fight. So the devil is going to eliminate woman. By the way, and there's a bunch of women standing up cheering and excited and happy that they are being eliminated. It's really bizarre. It's like a Stockholm Syndrome on steroids. And by the way, there's men cheering too. But not here. Not here at the Weekly Worldview. We're not cheering any of this. We'll have none of it. Not in our house. I was talking with a family member about the state of affairs in the world. And my family member said over and over, well, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. And when it comes to saving America, restoring America, I bought that book in the 90s. Yeah, I bought it. To restore America, right. Anyway, when it comes to those big 30,000 feet type of statements or ideas, yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. The wicked in the world are going to go the way of the wicked in the world, and the world's going to go the way of the world. But I mentioned to my family member, there is something I can do about it. In my own family, in myself, in my own family, and in my immediate circle. And that's who you are, members of the Weekly Worldview audience. You're a member of my immediate circle. And so I've tried to say the right things to help you understand what's going on and to hopefully understand that there's only one way out. There's only one way out of this. And and as one famous person said, no one here gets out alive unless, except Jesus Christ. And if you're in him, you will get out of here alive. Of course, it could be painful first, and that's what I'm not looking forward to. You know, with the camps and the torture and all of that. Or, I don't know, they jump into my house and stick me in the arm with a hypodermic needle. I don't want any of that. But anyway, that's it for the Weekly Worldview. Thank you for joining us. I want to thank my friends at Real Science Radio and at American Right to Life, of course. And my other brother, Daryl, who still makes it all happen. Here at the Weekly Worldview, should the Lord tarry, we will return next week. And until then, may the grace of God go with you. And may the peace of Jesus Christ be upon you.